We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah. We are in item 35, page 583. You can get into our site, kab.tv. Send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Page 583, Kabbalah for the Student, item 35, Preface to the Wisdom of Kabbalah.
We talked about the beating, that if we have a pertsuf, the pertsuf is called a desire, which the Creator has created, and after the first restriction, the light wants to come to the desire. The person there wants to examine the light, and it rejects it backwards and starts testing, checking.
Five parts, Shosh, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Dalet, and he sees how much he's capable to deal with the light, with the pleasure. This is the pleasure. And this is from here, and below that, it's all desire. Desire, general desire that the Creator has created. That was created. So, prior to everything, the desire wants to bow down its head. Instead of Rosh, the thought. And then it thinks. This is Peh. He thinks how much it is able to receive from this pleasure coming so that it would be in order to bestow. In order to bestow. In order to bestow, meaning the intention. And accordingly, it divides itself to the part able to receive, and then it receives all these lights. This desire is also divided into five parts, root, aleph, bet, gimel, and dalet. And the part that is unable to receive stays empty, and it's also divided into shosh, aleph, bet, gimel, dalet. Empty meaning there is light of chasadim, somewhat small portion of it. It doesn't want to receive it. It's the light of dvikut, adhesion. The light of dvikut. That out of not wanting to receive, it has small illumination. But this is opnimi, inner light within the kli. This is toch and this is sof. And this up here is rosh. That's clear, right? And we spoke about it, that because he received only 20% in the Optimi out of the 100% that came to him, so 80% of the light stayed outside. It stayed outside. And then it puts pressure and wants to revoke this border. This light is called Omikif, surrounding light. It's 80%. Very great light. And then it puts pressure on this border called Tabur, the limit. It's a strong limit because it's under great effort not to receive more than he did receive. Then what happens here in this place is something interesting. This is called Bitush. Pnim Umekif.
It's
not Bitush, Pnim and Mekif. The lights can't do this. This is what the Kli, the vessel, feels. The vessel that feels inner light and surround a Kli that feels the surrounding light, meaning according to its qualities, the Kli wants to be like the Om Pnimi, the inner light. That's why it reveals it. The Kli that reveals the Om Mekif is a Kli that is the Kli of the Sof of the Potsuf, especially. That's where it feels the surrounding light that he used to receive, but he doesn't receive because of the Dvikut, the adhesion. And therefore, here, the bitush is felt between these two types of vessels. It's not between the lights, but that's how we say it, bitush pnim and makif. And then the patsuf, out of this bitush, understands that he can't stay in this way. It's not that because he received a little bit or not a little bit. The main thing is that it won't be able to reach the purpose of creation. When all his actions from the Tzimtzum onwards are to reach the purpose of creation, why did he restrict? Why did he do the Tzimtzum? Because of the shame, because of the honor, because some of his own desires? Rather, the whole process he undergoes is in order to give contentment to the Creator, as the host gives him. He wants to give the host true contentment, not out of being created by the host and receiving from the host according to what the host did. By that, the host doesn't receive pleasure because he did it, and for him this action is an external expression that doesn't add anything on the thought of creation, of the Creator. For him, it all begins and ends in the thought of creation immediately. Rather, specifically the work that the lower adds on to the thought of creation to do good to the creatures, meaning giving the created being the chance to add on to the Creator, to add the pleasure for the created being, which is the expression of the creature. By that he becomes independent, existing by bestowing back to the Creator, so that he has something of himself. This is why the vessel, which is now in the bitush pnim and makif, is unable to stop. Then it starts purifying. And this purification is, again, as he received. Just as he received light from above, from the Rosh, he got light, and this light spread gradually. Likewise, the light departs gradually. Now, it departs gradually. And this extension of light from above downwards, this is called teamim, flavors, and the purifications of the light is called nekudot. The reshimot that stayed, there's something from the light that used to be there and it stayed. This is called tagin. And the reshimot from the light, the nekudot, the light that departed, it also leaves after it reshimot, and these are called otiyot, or vessels, kelim. That's what we have of the action of the light on the desire that received some and some it didn't receive. Later on it purified, meaning returned to the state it was before. Meaning it didn't return to the state as it was before. Rather, after having the experience, after being there. That's why it went through this whole tanta. This whole tanta he went through, these reshimot, these impressions that were made within the desire, they stayed in the desire, they are written within the desire, and with this extent, he continues. Even though he returned, he has the experience. Yes, Mois.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, worldly. I have a question about the process of correcting the kli.
Yes.
If I take what we read in previous article of the Rabash, this whole process is performed in the stage of the revelation of the panim when I want to bring contentment to the Creator.
Well, of course, all these intentions are from the Rosh of the Partsuf. Rosh is basically the intention. This is what, the part that resembles the Creator. This is a sign of resemblance.
Because in the article, it said something that I noticed and I couldn't focus the question. It said that the moment we reach the stage where we want to bring contentment to the Creator, what is left for us to do, the mind understands that it cannot do it. And I'm waiting. Seemingly, the creature becomes something inactive, rather. It waits for the upper light to give him the ability to change his intentions.
All right.
Thanks.
Yes. Momo, Momo, Moni. I don't know. How are you called? Moshe.
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 There is also a Reshimo of the Or Makif, the surrounding light in the Sof.
There is Reshimo. Yes, you're right. You're right. This fellow is wise. There is Reshimo. Just as I illustrated here that there is the light of Chasadim. There is the light of Chasadim here. Oh, it turned out to be... Well, it doesn't matter the color. There is light of Chasadim here, and this also spreads gradually according to... Here, it's... With respect to how it is spread here. This is Shorosh, this is Shorosh. This is degree of Aleph, this is the degree of Aleph. Until it reaches, all the Optimi reaches to the Sof, and accordingly, this light reaches to the Sof, all the light within the Sof of the Potsuf. And when this starts purifying, this also starts purifying. They work together because it all comes, all this action comes from where? Well, from the Masach de Pe de Rosh, here. This is where the Zivug is made. Zivug de Haka. Right? This is where it's made. This is why it's all here. Everything is performed from the Pe de Rosh. Yes.
Igal from Chadera is asking, the feeling of Chasadim is not clear in the lower part of the Partsuf in the Sof, and he's asking, in this part, is there the feeling of being in contact with the Creator at all?
In the part of the
Sof of the Partsuf, there is also connection with the Creator, and also the feeling of lack of connection. In the Sof of the Partsuf, I feel to what extent I didn't give contentment to Him compared to the extent that it gives me contentment. He places before me, except for salt and parsley and mint leaves, I don't know, and pepper, which are called 20% that I did receive, maybe some other things, a small salad. 80% of what he places before me, ducks, and who can tell me, great delicacies, nice lamb, and a great soup, different things we have. I don't know what you're imagining things. A whale. Okay? All these things are in the Sof of the Potsuf. This is what the host gave me, and what did I returned to him, how much was I able to receive in order to bestow? And say, I don't want any more. I took some lettuce leaves with salt, and that's it. Do you see? So all the intensity of his relation to me, and as much as I'm unable to bestow back to him, this is the feeling of the sof of the potsof. Is this clear? Continue.
Adam 35. This bitush continued until the Or Makif, surrounding light, purified the Masach from all its avuyut, coarseness, and elevated it to its upper root in the Pe Derosh. This means that it purified all the avuyut from above downwards, called Masach and avuyut de Guf, leaving it with only the shoresh, root of the guf, the masach of Malchut de Rosh, called Peh. In other words, it had been purified of its entire avyut from above downwards, which is the divider between the Or Pnimi, inner light, and the Or Makif, surrounding light, leaving only the avyut from below upwards, where the distinction between the Or Pnimi and Or Makif has not yet taken place. It is known that equivalents of form merge spirituals into one. Hence, once the Masach de Guf has been purified of all the avyut of the Guf, leaving in it only avyut that is equal to the Masach in Pe Derosh,
this is coarseness from below upwards,
its form was equalized with the Masach de Rosh. Thus, it was integrated and became literally one with it, since there was nothing to divide them into two. This is considered that the Masach de Guf rose to Pe Derosh,
purified of all of his avyut.
And since the Masach de Guf was integrated in the Masach de Rosh,
they have one intention and one action now,
it is re-included in the Zivug Daaka in the Masach de Pe Derosh. And the new Zivug Daaka was made on it. Consequently, 10 new Sefirot at a new level emerge in it, called Ab Deak, or Partsuf Chochma Deak. This is considered a son, an offspring of the first Partsuf of Ak.
Questions? Meaning, is this clear or not? This is Pe. There were lights, the Masach in the Pe Derosh repels them, these lights, and then it checks how much he is able to receive them in order to bestow. After deciding, it does not haka'a, not striking, rather zivug, coupling, meaning zivug de haka, these two things that oppose each other, because he wants to receive not the pleasure, rather in order to bestow it, meaning it is aimed to the host. And then the light he decided to receive spreads out in part of the desire that is intended for it, and this place is called Tabur, the Toch of the Partsuf, the Or Pnimi, the inner light. This light is Or Yashar, direct light, and this is Or Chozer, reflected light. This is the Rosh, Toch Sof. As much as he receives inside, respectively, he doesn't receive part. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama. Oh, it's the other way around, sorry. From below upwards. Nefesh, Ruach, Neshama, Chaya Yechida. of the opnimi, the inner light, and below it's also nefesh ruach neshama chaya yechida of the or chozer, the reflected light, the light of chasadim. This is what fills the sof of the potsof. We say this place is empty, vacant, but it's not vacant. It participates. It has small illumination because it participates by not receiving, because of the dvekut, because I want to bestow. But my bestowal here is not receiving. I'm unable. I have no masach. I have no force for that. But at least I don't receive for myself. After receiving this, filling this up, discovers that there is surrounding light here that puts pressure on the border line here, the limit, gvul. And then there is a bitush here, bitush. And then, as a result from this bitush, he makes the decision to purify, meaning to cancel his all efforts to return to be as he was. That's it. The lights that spread from above downwards, how are they called? Te'amim. From above downwards, the lights that now are purified go back. The masach rises from below upwards till the pe de rosh. How are they called? Nekudot. Reshimot from the te'amim are tagin. The reshimot from the nekudot are otiyot.
Tanta. Itrashmut
bitoch hakelim, impression within the vessels from the action that underwent this potsuf. This is very important. There are many things here. Dozens of types of reshimot. What happens in the sof of the potsuf, how it purifies and there is impression there. Only a little bit is told by the Kabbalists because they can't tell us everything. They give us some main things and that's it.
Ken.
Yes.
The
border rises to the masach in pe de rosh, right? The gvul. So how from that process more inner light comes? Because if the gvul, if the border rises,
I don't know what rises and descends, but Masach de Pe de Rosh decides to receive in order to bestow, and it becomes in and of itself from potential to actually do it. In Rosh it's potentially, in the Guf it's actually. And so the same desires are in the Rosh and in the Guf, but I used to work only potentially with these desires. Can I receive them? May I receive them? Or may I not receive them? How will I feel if I do it this way or that way? Will it be for myself or for the host? So I do the calculations, but it's the same desires. I do the calculation first potentially and later on. After doing the calculation, that's it. It's sealed. There's nothing more. I now start receiving in action. Actually receiving within these desires. I've calculated already. So the work with the desires before actually using them. Rather only checking, examining what pleasures will come, how can I receive them or not receive. That's called Rosh, working with the same desires when I receive and I enjoy according to the decision in the Rosh. I enjoy in order for the host to enjoy this. I'm sitting by the table and it's set up. He set up the table and this is actually doing it in action. I want to emphasize on purpose, don't treat the Rosh and the Guf as we have it. This is the Rosh, the head, and this is the Guf, the body. It's the same place, the same desires. There's nothing else. Only one desire the Creator has created. When I work with this desire in order to decide what I'm doing with it, that's called Rosh. When I'm working with the desire in order to truly actually bestow to the Creator, this is called Toch. When there's part of the desire that I freeze, I can't work with it in order to bestow. The pleasures that there are too great, I'll fail. I'll take it to myself. This is called Sof. But it's all within the desire alone. Yadayim, raglayim, hands, feet will later have Rosh Toch Sof, as we have Tabu, Chazeh. There are many. Everything is within the desire. Yes.
The purification of a Patsuf is when the border rises to the Masach in Pederosh, right?
Yes.
Is equal, his form is equal. Meaning 100% of the inner light can come. This is a complete purification that the Patsuf can receive 100% in the inner light.
I don't understand. Patsuf receives Opnimi. Whatever he receives is Opnimi from the Peder Tabu.
But we spoke about 20%.
20% of the general light. This is direct light, right? So we have O Yashal, direct light. It equals O Pnimi plus O Mekif. This is 20%, and this is 80%. This formula is clear to you?
Yeah.
That's it. Yes.
And after the purification, it can receive 40% of inner light and 60% of surrounding light?
I don't know. We didn't speak of it. Why are you jumping to something we didn't learn about? We didn't speak about what happens after the purification. We just spoke about the Masach being in the Tabu. From the Pederosh, it went down to the Tabu. And then from the Tabu, it rose back to the Pederosh. That's the only thing we learned. What happens later? I don't know. Maybe that's there. That's all. I don't know. We didn't read it yet. Well, quickly, yes. Pass on the mic quickly. You have 30 seconds.
In fact, a friend started part of my question. Can you, with the example of the guest and the host, can you relate to the Tabu, to the Pitush of inner light and surrounding light, to materialize it with an example of the guest and the host?
Well, let's say we'll have the meal today. You will also be in the meal, for instance, and I'll stop you in the most delicious states. Let's see you. How will you feel the bitush between the flavors, the tamim you have? You just taste it just a little bit, and in front of you there's something, but they're telling you that's it. Well, or maybe you yourself will say that's it, and that's even more. Well, there should be greatness of the Creator to such a large extent that you can stop and say no. In order to resemble the Creator and give Him contentment, it's more important than my own pleasure.
This is a kind of a restriction?
No, it's not.
So what's the difference?
This is a limitation. There's a difference. It's true you're saying it's similar because you're restricting your vessels, but this is after the restriction. It's additional to the tzimtzum.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
תנאי שאני אחיה עבורנו אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים אז תן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה בקוס מים היחס שלך הוא טוב בזכותך נוכל להשיג תמונת הבינה אלינו תשיב נרצה השפעה כמוך נגיב נזדן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לפנות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים נזדן לנו כוח לצאת ממצרים בלב ובמוח לפנות לשמיים לפנות השפעה לפקוח עיניים לחיות בחברה כמו טיפה וכוס מים Bye.